Warning, just because it's Christmas, it doesn't mean Florida Man is taking the day off. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, December the 24th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up in this week's episode of 119,
Florida woman goes to extremes to decorate her home for Christmas.
Florida Man has a few too many before heading to the airport.
Florida Man is a toy thief to the tune of $1,000.
And a Florida baby avenges the theft of her parents' packages.
Plus, a Florida Man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. So did you see the picture that JP sent us this week? It's on our Facebook. I think he just messaged it to us, but he was one of the people who ordered the Florida Man card game when they did the Kickstarter for that, and it came in this week.
The Florida Man, what, the card game?
There's a card game. It's like Cards Against Humanity, similar to that, but it's Florida Man themed.
The intern would probably kick his ass after after he sent his liquid ass, and we got into a fight with it.
It wasn't really a fight. It was more...
All right, so Joe, have you got my Christmas present yet? You got one day.
I've got a week.
You've got a week. Do you know how many Christmas presents I have bought?
No, I don't.
Zero.
That is right up there with me.
None.
I don't think I bought anything.
We didn't get our tree up till yesterday.
Yeah, we put our tree up on Saturday.
The intern did the Christmas tree and I installed haphazardly the garage door opener while helping a friend fix a keyboard unsuccessfully.
I have a garage door opener repair incident as well this weekend. My mother-in-law...
That son of a bitch kicked my ass today. Well, it helps if you don't put staple... When you're stapling the sensors, mm-hmm. the cable, the wires up back to it, it helps if you don't put staples through the wire.
That's usually the recommended.
Yeah. So,
Do you use the staples that have the little curve in the top and they're not like a straight flat?
I started with it and then I got, I said, this sucks, and I got my staple gun out. Mm. And that's when the incident happened.
Well, I've got a staple gun that uses the curved staples, so it makes it real easy. But my mother-in-law asked me this weekend, because my father-in-law told her that there's no light in the garage door opener. And he's been telling her this for the 5 or 7 years that they've lived in this house. So she asked me, hey, can you check and see if there's a light bulb you can put in there? So I just got up on the step stool, flipped the thing open, and changed out the light bulb. And
you're the hero.
Apparently I was, yeah. And there was a burnout light bulb also in the ceiling of the said garage. And
let
I changed that one as well. So
yeah, this
now...
She's not stubbing her toes
when she walks in the garage.
The new one we have, you can control via your phone.
That's nice.
And the intern got us a RoboVac this week.
I saw that when I was coming in here.
That thing is, it runs at 1 o'clock in the morning, so you get up every morning and the house is clean.
Nice.
Well, the parts that it can get to.
Now, my boss was telling me she's got one of those too, but she has a dog with an incontinence problem. And they came
What does
home.
That mean?
That means they came home one day and the robot vacuum had smeared dog shit all over the house.
Well, won't you put that in your new? Oh, I got a note from your brother today.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I did.
He didn't tell me nothing.
I know, this was between me and him, but I'll share with you now.
I'm sure he was planning on that.
This was what I got from him today. The Daily Dog, really? I said, yeah.
It's a family show.
I said. You know what they call those podcasts? Canceled.
Family.
My reply was, I wanted to do a midget porn review podcast, but no. He said, I'm aboard with that. My favorite midget porn, Itty Bitty Gang Bang, Ho White and the Seven Hung Dwarfs, Game of Bones, just the scenes with the midgets, of course. I think your brother Travis and I may start our own podcast.
I'll let you do that. We can put that underneath the Shady Side Media banner.
We'll do I get him to Skype. We'll do midget porn review.
If you ever need a amputee,
I am not going to Pornhub amputee.
You don't have to.
We're having a beer catastrophe here in the studio right now.
We out?
No, it blew up apparently.
Oh, shit.
So we've established that we've got a few new toys in the house, but we have no Christmas presents under the tree. So here we go. You ready to get started?
I am.
One day before Christmas.
And these are all Christmas-themed stories, too.
I picked up on that from the intro. Story number one. Florida woman steals a Christmas wreath at gunpoint.
Must have been a real nice wreath.
Coming to us from WSMV.com. Police are searching for a Florida woman after surveillance video captured her stealing a Christmas wreath and pointing a gun at a Hollywood homeowner. Surveillance cameras captured the woman outside a home at around 2 a.m. Tuesday.
How'd you like to wake up to the phone beeping that your camera outside the front door has caught some crazy woman trying to steal your
wreath? Well, ours doesn't beep. We have the cameras, but the mm-hmm. motion things. But if it you wouldn't know it until you got up in the morning. It don't go off in the middle of the night.
It doesn't give you alerts.
Well, it gives you alerts, but my phone's on silent. I mean, on the do not disturb, so it won't show you. Because then, as soon as you know, because it's infrared. So if a squirrel runs down a tree,
gotcha.
Or the wind's blowing,
that would do it.
And the bushes, you know how wind likes to blow in the bush.
Yeah, we got that in common.
Yeah, we do.
Me and the wind.
Oh, okay. Here we go. The video begins with the woman aggressively ringing the doorbell at 2 a.m.
Well, that would wake you up when you need the app.
Seconds later, she starts ranting, leaves, and returns with a firearm. Sean Piera, the homeowner, said he had no idea who the woman was or what she wanted, and it was not the first time she has showed up at his home.
Hmm.
She started screaming nasty words, Piera said. I stole her Discover card, or whoever the person stole her Discover card, and fucking put a gun in my face. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. And I close the door, I run to the phone and call the cops, and I run and grab my gun.
Oh.
A gun in your face at that hour for something you don't know nothing about.
At least he could even up the score before she pulled the trigger.
Now, have you watched The Irishman yet?
No, I haven't seen that one yet. I know. I need...
Good one.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to give you the whole spoiler. But in the movie, Al Pacino, who is playing Jimmy Hoffa.
Okay.
Somebody tried to come into. So then in one of the scenes, he's in the courtroom. A gunman comes in and shoots him with a pellet gun. And he then goes on a rant about if someone comes with you with a gun, you charge them. If they got a knife, you run.
Right.
Gun, you charge. Knife, you run.
Makes sense.
Well, this guy ran. He did it backwards.
Yeah, but he ran to get a gun.
I ran to grab my gun. Okay. Yeah. Got it. The video also shows the woman banging on the door and windows of the home. When Piera opened the door, she pointed a gun at him. The homeowner said he watched the scene play out and feared that he would have to take action against the woman.
Hence why he brought the gun.
She started breaking things, banging around the house, and she goes around the back of the house, breaks the gate that went into the back, and just wreaked havoc there. I got kids in the house. I got a wife. I got myself. It was bad. It was scary.
What the fuck set this lady off? So she just thinks somebody stole her Discover card?
I guess so.
And thinks
before the woman left, she tore down a Christmas door and decoration and caused some damage to the property. She pushed this whole damn thing over, knocked it all over, Pierre said. And while showing 7 news cameras, we put it all back. However, the homeowner's encounter with the woman did not stop there. The next night, she came back. This time around 11:21, Pierre said.
Wow,
she brought back the broken light, the projected light, one of them. She brought back the wreath and threw it there quietly.
Oh, that was nice of her.
And she stole the new lights we put up.
What? She brought back the shit she broke.
And then she stole
the good stuff that's new.
Piera said fucking... Hollywood police have been patrolling the air to see if they spot her in case she shows up again.
This is a crazy bitch.
Investigators said the woman is wanted for armed burglary and aggravated assault.
That's some crazy ass fucking bitch.
What the fuck?
The holidays make people go nuts.
Do they?
Absolutely.
I try not to have to get out too much.
Have you been, well, you just said you hadn't bought any Christmas presents, but have you been out shopping at all
the
last few weeks?
No.
It's a fucking shit show out there.
Nope. I'm counting on Amazon 2-day delivery.
Are you going anywhere for Christmas, or are you just staying here in town and staying at home?
We're staying here, right? Yeah, we're staying here.
Okay, well, the reason I ask that is because there is...
I don't know. I may go see Travis.
Go right ahead. Brave that Michigan weather. I don't blame you for staying home. But yeah, story number two is about a Christmas traveler. Florida man in Christmas pajamas peas in the airport terminal. And this is from NBC-2.com. Airport police arrested an intoxicated Florida man in Christmas pajamas who peed near a gate at the Southwest Florida International Airport.
That's here.
That's just down the street. An American Airlines worker and multiple passengers told the Lee County Port Authority officer that a man had peed on the wall next to the D5 gate door around 10:55 on Sunday morning. Getting started early.
D5, huh?
D5.
But he showed up at the airport with Christmas PJs on.
Either he showed up at the airport or he just got off a flight. It doesn't say whether he was coming or going.
True.
He was wearing a red shirt and red and white Christmas pajama pants. When the officer arrived, he was sitting hunched over in a seat with soiled pants and vomit around his mouth, according to his arrest report.
What time was this?
10:55 in the morning on
He's
Sunday.
He's hammered.
Yeah, he had a long Saturday night. The officer noted he smelled like urine and alcohol. The man handed over his ID, which identified him as 58-year-old Daniel Wickle. Any of your friends?
Nope.
While mumbling curse words loud enough for other passengers to hear, the officer told him to stand up because he was under arrest, and the man stumbled over to the wall. He began to pull away.
I'm headed that way. No, you're not.
He began to pull away and tense his arms, which was preventing the officer from putting on the handcuffs. That'll get you a resisting arrest charge for that. The officer managed to get the handcuffs on, but while they were walking down the stairs, Wickle leaned forward while holding onto the officer's duty belt as if to make them fall, the report says. Now, I'm pretty sure he was just trying to steady himself.
I think he was trying to steady himself, and he lost his balance.
He didn't want to fall. That's why he grabbed on the belt. Finally, at the patrol car, Wickle refused to get inside, but was finally put in the back seat with the help of another officer. Wickle was taken to the Lee County Jail and faces charges of disorderly intoxication, public urination, and resisting an officer without violence.
Public urination at the airport.
D5. Just remember that
D5 in
next
case
time you need to fly out or into Southwest Florida International.
Wash your hands before you get to D5.
Shit, seriously.
God damn.
I'm sure they've cleaned it by now.
Story number 3. Florida man arrested for climbing Christmas tree in a park.
Not just Florida man. Florida men.
Florida
men. And not these
plural.
Florida men.
From TampaBay.com, two Florida men were arrested Thursday morning after they were seen climbing the 35-foot Christmas tree at Largo Central Park.
That's a big fucking tree. We've got a 7-foot tree in the house. This is like
five times that high.
Yeah.
I did that in my head.
Yeah, me too.
I like that.
That's pretty good. That's a big tree.
Two witnesses spotted the men climbing the tree about 4 a.m. Thursday.
Who the fuck is in the park at 4 a.m. on Thursday? Besides these two drunk-ass idiots climbing the Christmas
tree.
Joel,
I don't know. I've never been to Largo Central Park. The men also were throwing ornaments from the tree.
Well, that's just wrong.
The men...
I can see them climbing the tree. That's just a little bit of Christmas fun. But leave the ornaments
alone. A lot of sap.
Yeah.
A lot of sap.
Yeah. They'll be trying to read the paper at night and...
Oh, we didn't watch that last... I got to watch that this week.
Yeah.
It's a tradition.
Christmas vacation, yeah.
Yep. Christmas vacation and a Christmas story.
Did I tell you about the decorating contest at my work?
No.
So
I saw the photo of you in your PJs.
Yeah.
It was
those are
quite sad.
Well, they were matching. Everybody on my team were wearing matching flannel onesie PJs with hoods.
Okay.
Red and black flannel checkered. They're nice. They're nice and warm. Actually, I got another picture I got to show you because... took a picture of me because I wore them Sunday too because it was cold in the house because the girls were baking cookies. But yeah, the girls were baking cookies, so they had the air conditioner turned way down and I was fucking cold, so I put on my Christmas onesie.
It's a onesie. How do you go to the bathroom?
You unzip it and pull it all the way down. But I fell asleep while I was editing the podcast.
Oh, that's lovely.
And the wife took a picture.
That's lovely, Joel.
I'll put that up on.
It's please don't. Media. We're trying to acquire listeners and retain listeners, not run them off.
I'll make sure to memeify it for Christmas Eve. This episode comes out, so yeah, it'll be up. That'll be our Christmas card, our e Christmas card for the show.
The men, Shay Morgan Tracy, age 28 of St. Petersburg,
not Tracy Morgan,
and Alex Anthony Lake, age 27 of Hudson, were arrested on charges of criminal mischief and were booked in the Pinellas County Jail.
So 27 and 28, these were grown fucking men.
Climbing a sap-filled park Christmas tree.
in the park at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. I wonder if it was a double dog dare or a triple dog dare.
Either that or it was a race. They were racing to see who could get to the top first.
Had to be. There had to be a bet involved.
Oh, absolutely.
Bail was set at $150 for both men. Maybe jail records show both men were released on bail.
Maybe the bet was, if I get to the top first, you pay my bail.
The tree had, quote, very minor damage, some broken branches that are not noticeable. Most of the damages were broken ornaments that have since been replaced. Largo Police Lieutenant Scott Gore said in an email.
Oh, our friend Charlie lives up in Largo.
Yep.
Maybe he knows these guys. That sounds like something somebody from his group of people would do, doesn't it? Because it sounds like something from somebody from one of our group of people would do, too.
That's a lot of sap.
Yep.
A lot of sap. 35 feet worth. I would think if it was a cut down tree, most of the sap would be at the bottom because, you know, gravity pulls it up.
Gravity?
Pulls it down, yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get to the top, there's probably not so much sap left.
Now it's time for the Florida Man
Food Fight.
This week, our Florida Man Food Fight comes from Patch.com. Never heard of that, but I checked it. This is the original source. Florida man accused of throwing a pot of turkey soup during a fight. I'm assuming this was leftovers from Thanksgiving, maybe?
Yeah.
A 29-year-old Florida man was charged with aggravated assault and felony battery.
Felony?
Felony. After he was accused of throwing a hot pot of turkey soup on another man. According to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, on Saturday, Curtis Jenkins of Holiday got into a fight with another man over lipstick and a blanket.
A what?
Lipstick.
Lipstick.
And a blanket.
And a blanket.
That's what he was fighting with this other man about.
Well, I'd fight over a blanket, but I think lipstick is a free pass.
Depends on what the lipstick came from and where it was deposited.
What does that mean?
That means if it's his girlfriend's lipstick and it was on the other guy.
Oh, I thought it. Oh, okay.
He then shoved the other man into the corner of a kitchen cabinet. That's got to hurt, especially if it's like one of the upper cabinets. You bang your head on that shit. You ever do that?
Every day. Mm.
Oh, yeah. The speaker
hanging over my head.
Yeah. When deputies arrived, the kitchen floor was covered in soup and a pot containing a turkey carcass was in the kitchen sink. Didn't have to do much detective work on that.
That was pretty much cut and dry.
Yep. All right.
So I'm confused over the lipstick.
I don't know.
And a blanket.
Maybe the two guys are drag queens and one stole the other's lipstick. You don't know.
I don't know.
But my bet is, the one's girlfriend's lipstick was on the other one's
blanket.
Dipstick.
How would he know? Joel. They weren't naked.
You never know.
So I don't know why. Moving on.
Yes. Fill in the blank this time.
Fill in the blank, right?
You're going to be able to get this one?
Yep.
All right.
Did I get it last week?
You did not.
I did not.
Week. No. So, it's time to redeem yourself. Now remember this week's theme.
Christmas. All right. Got it.
All right. Fill in the blank. Florida woman attacked her boyfriend with
mistletoe.
Incorrect.
Fuck. I thought that was it.
You were close.
Icicles.
Incorrect. Think bigger than your first guess.
A mistletoe tree.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. Yes. It is a Christmas tree.
Oh, okay.
So this story comes to us from the Smoking
Wait
Gun.
A minute.
Yeah.
Mistletoe is not a tree. It grows in trees.
It's existing trees. It's like a ivy kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
At home, I used to shoot it out of the trees with BB guns. I used to shoot a lot of BBs
at a mistletoe.
Not if you're good. I had a scope on my BB gun. You shoot the pellets up in there, then the stalks will fall down.
Oh, okay.
And you get the mistletoe. It never worked. I mean, I tried it, you know, to hold over the...
So how would you know if you were good that it would work?
It was good that you shoot. My shooting ability, not the mistletoe ability.
Oh, okay.
It never worked, but...
But it didn't stop you from trying.
I tried. Got slapped. Or denied. Denied is more like, and I slapped. I didn't get slapped.
I was going to say...
We don't have mistletoe down here, do we?
I think it's a little too warm.
I'd never seen... It always grew in the oak trees or the... It was in oak trees is where we used to find it.
Mm. It's poisonous, isn't it? You don't want the dog getting into it.
I don't know.
Not that I'd eat it, but anyway. Our Florida woman attacked her boyfriend with an artificial Christmas tree, not mistletoe, just the tree itself. During an argument yesterday morning, a Florida woman took apart her family's artificial Christmas tree and proceeded to strike her longtime boyfriend with three sections of the fake fir, according to police.
Damn.
Responding to a call about a disturbance at a Clearwater property, cops made a forced entry into the home. Crystal Graham, age 38, and the victim share with two children. Upon entering the residence around 7 a.m., Graham and the victim were, quote, actively engaged in a physical altercation, unquote.
Is that so? Actively engaged in a physical altercation.
She was still beating him with the Christmas
tree. She was kicking his ass.
Yes. During a police interview, Graham said the couple began arguing, quote, due to the victim setting the TV volume on too high while she was sleeping, unquote.
So she took the tree apart and beat him with it?
That's what it sounds like. I'm going to word this carefully. I know someone who would do that. I know a few someones who would do that.
Your spouse?
No comment. As a result, Graham said, she squared up to the victim and was
squared
screaming
up.
In his face.
She got squared up. She got up in his face. Him.
Graham also reportedly admitted that she, quote, took apart an artificial Christmas tree and threw three sections of the tree at the 38-year-old victim. As detailed in an arrest affidavit, cops noted that the victim had scratches and abrasions on his face, neck, and stomach.
That shit itches.
Yeah, it's. I mean, especially an artificial one.
Artificial. He's got the wire inside of it and stuff.
Yep. Graham's two children, ages 8 and 2, were present during the confrontation. Graham and the victim, cops say, have been in a relationship for 8 years and, quote, have a child in common. Now, let me do the math. That would be the second child that they have in common, because if they've been together 8 years and the oldest kid is already 8, that means that the oldest kid was somebody else's kid.
You ever thought about trying out for a detective, Joel?
The fact
that you can subtract 8 minus 8 is impressive.
And you don't get 9 months there?
Yeah. You're very good.
Yeah.
You're very good.
I'm a fan of true crime. Charged with domestic battery, Graham was booked into the Pinellas County Jail on the misdemeanor count. She was released from custody on her own recognizance early this morning. So no, she didn't get bail.
No,
just released on her own recognizance. I guess she'd calmed down. And they didn't have any Christmas trees in the jail.
Story number 5. Our Cinco. For our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida man arrested after toy shoplifting spree. This comes to us from clickorlando.com. A Florida man finds himself surrounded by cement bricks. Really? That's how they started this story?
It is.
After deputies say he stole more than $1,000 worth of Legos from multiple stores.
Because he stole the plastic bricks. So they surrounded him with cement bricks.
That's catchy. Did you see that new thing? There's a new reality show on, it's kind of like, instead of like a cooking, now it's a Lego show.
Like Brickmasters or something like that? Yeah, I did see that.
And they have, instead of like,
it, but I saw
instead of doing like a cooking, or you have to cook this and this using these ingredients, they have a big old mass of Legos and they have to build these structures.
Yep.
I want to see that.
I do too. That looks kind of cool.
I used to love Legos whenever my son was small. We built a ton of stuff.
Oh, my daughter still likes Legos. She doesn't listen to this. So for spring break next year, we're going to New York. New York City. And so there is Lego. She's been doing these Lego architecture sets. So she's done like Sydney, Australia, and some of the space shuttle things and Seattle. So we got her New York.
Cool.
So that she's going to open that under the tree, and then inside the box is going to be a little certificate type thing that says, you're going to New York.
Well, that's pretty clever, yeah. Joel. All right. The Flagler County Sheriff's Office arrested Sean Nicholas Dunlap on a warrant. Deputies say the 30-year-old Port Orange resident went on a Lego shoplifting spree throughout the month of September. Dunlap's shoplifting was first recorded September the 7th when he first lifted high-valued Lego toys from a Flagler County Target. Did you know they had high-valued Legos at Target?
All Legos are high-value. That shit is overpriced.
Deputies say he put the items in the shopping cart and walked out the store and straight into a silver Kia Soul.
Just another
Kia Soul.
Yeah, that's what,
silver.
That's what the daughter drives, except hers is black.
A nice, reliable automobile.
No, it's not.
The items totaled around $909.93.
So we got three sets of Legos.
Let's back up. The items totaled around, not $910, around $909.93.
So it could have been $900
and 92 cents.
And 94 cents.
It could have been. It was around that. Would it have been that much if you had a coupon?
They don't do coupons on Legos.
Investigators learned Dunlop also committed similar thefts at Volusia County Target locations and a Kohl's using the same vehicle and method.
Well, is he going to get another car to go steal in Legos? at different locations? No, he's going to take the same fucking car.
He's going to take the nice, reliable automobile of a silver Kia Soul.
Now, I will say a silver Kia Soul will fit a lot of Legos in the back. It does have a lot of cargo room.
Detectives put out a crime bulletin trying to locate the accused toy thief, dubbing Dunlop the Lego Booster.
That's the best they could come up with?
Yep. Not the Lego Bandit, the Lego Booster.
The suspect was finally arrested.
They should have called him the Brick Booster.
Yeah, that would have been good.
The suspect was finally arrested September the 23rd at a Port Orange Target. After a photo lineup the following day, the Target store manager was able to identify Dunlop as the accused, quote, Lego Booster.
That's still a terrible.
He is now facing aggravated retail theft and grand theft charge. Aggravated retail? How does he get aggravated retail theft?
I don't know what would aggravate the retail theft. Maybe it's just he was so much.
No, well, I don't. What usually aggravated is if you go after somebody, right? Or there's a confrontation.
There's some kind of extenuating extreme circumstances to the event.
And grand theft charges.
That's usually just because of the dollar
value,
amount.
Right? I don't know why it's aggravated.
Maybe because he was doing like a spree of thefts. Maybe it was because it wasn't all in one.
So
place
he's a serial.
He's a serial
Lego thief. What was he doing with the Legos?
Probably selling them online.
I think he's selling them.
Yeah. I mean, if you get free Legos and you sell them for half price, people will pay that.
That's still money.
Like that.
That's still good money.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We should go into that.
You go ahead and steal them.
All right. I'll work on that. I could start up. Maybe that's what I should do. Start a life of crime. Get into an organized Lego criminal ring. I could be a kingpin. I could be a king Lego pin. I could be the Scarface of Legos.
You going to snort the bricks up on?
No, I'm not snorting. You don't snort your own product.
Scarface did.
Well, yeah. And what happened? He got a damn chest full of bullets.
Well, that's because he was on drugs and he was crazy.
How about we get a whole bunch of weed, we smoke the shit out of it, then go steal the Legos?
I'll let you handle the procuring the product.
You just go help me fence it?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'll help you launder the money when you're done.
So you're not participating in this at all. You're just going to help me launder.
Goddamn right, because I ain't getting caught.
Pussy.
Businessman. All right, for our final story, Florida family fights porch pirates with dirty boxes.
Now, what's a porch pirate? That's the people that steal the packages off of your porch,
right? When Amazon or UPS drops off a package and they just leave it on the porch and somebody comes up and just walks off with it.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason why most people have the Ring doorbells now, is to get evidence of people doing that. But Jeff from Alabama sent this one in, and it was on WAFF.com. A Florida baby helped her family provide a gift that's way worse than coal in a stocking.
Oh, they didn't put...
Oh, just wait. 9-month-old Nora is the star of the show in the Saline household. She's also...
No,
the...
What is it?
Saline.
There's a P in there, though.
Oh, shit. Saleep household.
You hear that, Matt, from Washington State?
Well, it's got the fucking squiggly lines that says that you spelled something wrong, and I just assumed that it was because it was a name, but...
It wasn't me this time.
My eyes are old, and I'm trying to look through a microphone stand to see this. So the Saleep household.
Excuses.
She's also the reason porch pirates might think twice from now on. Nora's parents, Charlie and Jackie Saleep, said they decided to take matters into their own hands after they noticed packages missing. They installed a surveillance camera, then put out a decoy package filled with 3-day-old dirty diapers.
Those had to be rank.
They're bad enough when they're fresh. 3 days of stewing in the diaper genie. Whew. Quote, I wanted them to get a taste of their own medicine, Charlie Saleep said.
when my son was, we had the diaper genie thing. Uh-huh. It was when you had to empty it.
Oh, yeah.
No, you did not want to untwist them. Nope. You wanted to keep that little kink in between each of them.
Yep. That kept the smell.
God, that was some rank ass shit.
Yes, it was. The couple say they believe someone took the package a few hours after they placed it outside. Their surveillance camera captured someone run up to the front door and quickly run away. The family also filed a report with the Tampa Police Department. Whoever these porch pirates were, they fell for it, said Tampa Police Officer Sarah Mickelson. It's that time of year where you do unfortunately start to get a lot more of these cases. But the department said package thefts are down across Tampa this year, from 25 in November 2018 to 10 in November 2019. That's actually not that many.
No, not for the whole Tampa area.
Residents are a lot more aware of what's going on, Mickelson said. The Saleep family said they later discovered the packages they originally noticed missing had actually been delivered to the wrong address. So they went revenge, full-blown revenge mode, and it wasn't even a thief.
It wasn't even theirs.
But they still got this one stolen by the porch pirate. They said they plan to tell Nora about the whole situation when she's older. Quote, just tell her it's not right to take other people's things and just be careful because it might not be what you're expecting when you open it up, Jackie Saleep said. It's a lesson they may not be done teaching just yet. Quote, we're going to have an upgrade like cat litter now, Charlie Saleep said.
Well, we don't have... Oh, God.
Have you seen the video? There's a ex-NASA engineer who's got a YouTube channel that he does like really cool builds. And one thing he does is he's got this porch pirate bait package that he made. It's got four cell phones in that have motion sensor on it. So when the package is opened, they start recording and uploading it to the web. And it's got a little spinner inside of it that sprays like a cup of glitter everywhere. And then it's also got a thing where it sprays the liquid ass. So he just sets these on porches and people come and they steal it. And when they get in their car or whatever, the best one is when they do it in the car, because you can't get that shit, that glitter shit out of anywhere. And the fart spray in the enclosed area, like a car. Can you just imagine how awful that is?
That's nasty.
I'll put a link to that video. He actually did an update this year that I just watched a couple days ago and I'll put the link to that in the show notes because it is fucking hilarious.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, thieves get everything they deserve when
that's fantastic.
Pick up this shit.
Because 3-day-old diaper. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you listen to Florida Man. And we're now on Podchaser. So if you want to follow us there and leave a review there, that is like the new IMDb of podcasts they're trying to be. So there's already a lot of big podcasts on there, but we're on there too. So please go on there and leave us a review.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
If you got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover, just send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And Cassandra sent us it was a Facebook message, but I got that today. She said, today on episode 117, you guys were talking about Goodwill. I don't work for Goodwill, but I do manage a thrift store for the last 7 years. We do open every box that seems too good to be donated, brand new, i.e. brand new TVs, video game systems, electronics. This was the one with the...
when the gun was in it, right?
Yeah, she said, now that being said, smaller items we sometimes don't check if we are having a rush, which gives you my funny story. A lady brought over a box that was supposed to be a baseball hat holder, and it was in it was a penis pump. A penis pump.
You ever used a penis pump, Joel?
No, I have not. I've never even seen one except in that scene in Austin Powers. Anyway, we actually get a lot of sex toys.
I picture you as a penis pump kind of guy. I don't know why.
Nope. Never had a desire or need. Yeah, we actually get a lot of sex toys and weird things sometimes. Sometimes we get cool things like a brand new sealed Xbox One when they first came out. I'll tell you this, though, the weirdest, worst donation was a box with several live newborn kittens placed in the bottom of donation bin. But we are super close to an animal shelter and they all lived. A coworker even kept one as a pet.
Oh, thanks, Cassandra. That is awesome.
Yeah, she says, thank you for the show. Love you guys. A penis pump. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
That's awesome. If you would like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman. Or you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes. And I'm going to stop right there. Are we still with Patreon?
We are.
What's different then?
So the Patreon people get the ad-free episodes.
Patreon was our hosting.
No. That was Libsyn.
All right, got it. Okay. All right. I'm fine.
So yeah, Paige, if you want to listen to us without hearing the ads that are at the beginning and middle and the end of the show, just go on patreon.com/.
Are we making money off of that?
Yes.
A lot of money. Can I retire?
Not yet. We need a lot more listeners. So share out this episode with all your friends and tell them to go listen and tell them to tell friends too.
Oh, yeah.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Joaquin, Cassandra, David, and Wallace. At the Tampa tier, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, Kurt, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Kat, and Michael. At the Tallahassee tier, Matthew from Washington State, Koneth, Erica, Heather,
woo-hoo,
Paradise After Dark Podcast, Nicole, McKenna, Matt, Taya, and JP. At the Daytona tier, Katie and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, the Space Coasties, Steve and Danielle, and Lata. And at the Miami tier, Travis.
Are you ever going to change, Koneth, that he's not in all caps?
I leave it there just to piss you off.
It does piss me off.
Yep.
You copied and pasted it from his thing, didn't you?
Yeah.
Koneth, I am sorry. He put your whole name in. It's been in all caps for 100-something episodes.
He's the one that typed it. He knows it's all caps.
All right, fine.
But we do have a new Patreon at the Tampa tier, Michael D. So he's our second Michael in the Tampa tier. So now we've got Michael D and Michael M, who are patrons at the Tampa tier.
Now, thanks, you Michael. Tell me we got a new Patreon from far, far away?
Yes. Michael D is from Thailand. Yeah. Yeah. Michael D is from Thailand.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship implied and no refunds to be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast. Oh, I just went through puberty.
I was just going to say Bobby Brady there.
Woo! I don't know where they came from. Damn Tito's. Any rebroadcast, yeah, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed at Santa's Workshop with enslaved elf labor. Step it up, Legolas.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my mistletoed ass.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, a Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
But does that denote that I have mistletoe stuck up my ass?
No, it just says you have mistletoe on your ass. It doesn't say in.
Because if I put mistletoe over it, then that's the kiss, yeah, under the mistletoe. Oh, I get it. I get it now. Okay.
You could right. Put the sprig like kind of in the crack so it kind of curves over top of it.
Is that how it works, Joel?
I was assuming.
All right.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2019 by Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved. Coming in January 2020, The Daily Dog. The Daily Dog is a podcast about dogs made for dog lovers. Every day, we'll feature somebody's furry friend and share news, tips, and products that'll interest any animal lover, but especially those of the canine persuasion. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast app or at dailydogpodcast.com to be sure you catch every episode from the very beginning. The Daily Dog starts January 1st, so subscribe now and don't miss a single pooch. That's The Daily Dog Podcast from Shadyside Media.